94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay K.
Twin City Players bringing you another production. I'm excited to talk about this one because I've been in the Christmas spirit for a long time. Miracle on 34th Street. And Peggy, you are the director?
Yes, I am.
Well, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. And
I'm going to actually let you introduce some of your cast that you brought for me.
I brought Mike Neuenschwander, who plays Kris Kringle.
Hi.
I brought Ruby Francis, who plays Susan Walker.
Hi.
And Jacob Jacob Holmes, who plays Mr. Sawyer.
Hello.
Yeah, Jacob's familiar voice. He works with me here at WSJM. And thanks for coming in to chat with me about it, Jacob.
Yeah.
And everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I know this is actually pretty crazy, but first and foremost, I've never seen Miracle on 34th Street. So I asked you beforehand, can you tell me the plot? Just in case anyone else that might be listening, what this kind of follows and what we might be able to go and see.
Well, the plot is it's Macy's Thanksgiving parade. They've hired a Santa who is a little less than upstanding citizen. Kris Kringle winds up getting hired to work as Santa for Macy's, and he unleashes a wave of goodwill with Macy's customers and the commercial world of New York City. But everybody thinks he's crazy because he says he's Santa Claus. And he winds up being put in a nut house and then put on trial.
Jacob puts him in the nut house.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, my character is the one who does that.
And then he's put on trial and he is declared to be the one true Santa.
Okay. Yeah. And I asked him before we started recording. He's like, I am Santa.
I am Santa. That is a true
I have
fact.
To ask you this because no one can see you, but we can. Did you grow this beard out for this role, or do you always have a beard?
I always have a beard. I have for the last 40 years.
You really do resemble Santa.
Well, I've heard that before.
So I was almost a little bit nervous to ask you if you were playing that role, thinking that, you know, I was assuming.
I am Santa Claus.
I am Santa. All right. So was it just like a perfect, of course, you're going to be casted as this character?
The man's eyes twinkled during auditions. You know, it just... He sold us on himself from the moment he opened his eyes, not just because of the beard.
Yeah. I'm going to throw it over to these two, if you don't mind. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 9. No, I'm 10.
You're 10.
Tell me about
yourself. Where do you go to school?
Lincoln Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get involved with this production?
My Aunt Megan, she was going to do it, so she asked if I wanted to do it, so I decided to try it out.
Okay. Is your Aunt Megan work here?
Yes.
Okay. See, we got a lot of coworkers. I like it. So is this your first time doing something like this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you nervous?
Very nervous.
No, I can tell just by how outgoing you are talking into that microphone, you're going to be just fine. So will you tell me about your character?
Well, Susan doesn't believe in Santa Claus. She doesn't have any imagination. And Doris, her mother, doesn't want her to either. So... Santa Claus tries to make her believe in him, and at the end of the story, she gets her imagination and believes he's Santa Claus.
Very cool. So you actually really are real then, Santa.
I am Santa.
Yeah, and both. how was it like to, I guess, learn this script and go from having to flip switch and make be the girl in the play that doesn't believe in Santa to then changing? Have you been able to get that down packed? Do you think you're ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes. I'm curious too. Tell me the process. So how was auditioning?
I wasn't too scared.
Yeah.
But kind of.
Well, it clearly worked out well for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then Jacob, tell me about you're the bad character.
Yeah, I'm the bad character. This is I think I'm getting typecast because this is the third time this year that I played a bad guy in a play.
Well, you're such a good guy in real life that I think it's one of those it just works.
Yeah. So my character is Mr. Sawyer. He's the vocational counselor at Macy's. He likes to think of himself as the resident psychologist, even though he really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But Doris, who works at Macy's, she tasks me with kind of observing Santa Claus just to see if he, because this is after he tells her that he believes he's Santa Claus, and I'm just supposed to kind of observe him and kind of just question him and see about this whole situation.
See if he's really crazy or if he's all right.
Right. And Sawyer, I'm going to tell you right now, is really not all there himself.
Got it. So of course he's going to deem you crazy.
Right.
Got
right.
It.
So
yes.
I, Yeah, I'm the one who gets him in trouble. I actually trick him into going to dinner with me, and I shove him in a taxi that takes him to the Nutten House.
Oh
right.
No!
Yeah.
So we just met three of the different people that are in the cast. Who else can we talk about that we might be missing, or anyone else that is key?
I have a humongous cast. I cast 41 people in this show.
Holy cow.
Yes. And there's a number of them don't have any lines at all.
Yeah.
They just walk on
yeah.
and they are there. I have one lady who just had a baby a little more than a month ago. She and her baby will be on stage for this show.
Could be like, I'm sure, a variety of things, like maybe you're a shopper, or maybe you're just...
Well, she's going to be standing in line with four
yeah.
children and the baby and,
yep.
you know, to see Santa Claus.
So you're really, truly setting the scene here for this.
I am trying, yes.
How are, I guess, like rehearsals like with this many people?
Well, I've broken it up.
Okay.
I haven't yet run both acts of the show on the same night. So I haven't had the entire cast in the theater together yet. That
we're working
will start
on it.
Next week.
Okay.
I think it's run pretty smoothly, just doing the first act all on one night and then doing the second act all on one night. But next week it'll start to get a little hectic because we're adding costumes
mm-hmm.
and we'll be adding makeup and we'll have the entire cast in the house.
This is fun. I want to know what Santa's costumes look like for this.
Weird.
You actually have a Santa costume, or do you? Have
oh, I'm sure. Oh, yes, I'll have a Santa costume, especially when I'm having the kids come up
yeah.
And see me in Macy's. The rest of the time, I'll be in an old man suit with a cane.
An old man suit.
Yeah. And well, you know, the tweed
yeah.
thing. And then obviously when I'm at Bellevue, I'll have a patient's gown on. So
yeah,
that's basically my.
Do they thing. Make? Does Peggy make you laugh jolly in this?
No, she pretty much lets me run with it.
Yeah, whatever you think is natural.
There isn't a lot of ho-ho-ho kind of stuff.
No.
It's more dialogue with the kids or the other characters. So I do laugh occasionally.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, smile
and
be jovial.
More of like your persuasion. Yeah, yeah.
As one of the characters in the show says, he's just a kindly old gentleman.
Yeah, yeah, and you really resemble that in person too as well. So right
oh,
here,
thank you.
as real life, Mike. So I wanted to dig into when we can actually go and see this. This is again, Twin City Players is bringing us this production, and they have a lot of nights that you can go and catch this. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So when's opening night?
Opening night is Thursday, December 7th at 7:30, and then we're gonna run the first weekend will be the 7th, 8th. 9th and 10th.
Mm-hmm.
The 7th and 8th shows are at 7:30. On the 9th, we have a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 show. And then on Sunday, the 10th, it's a 2 o'clock matinee. And then the following weekend, it's also Thursday, Friday, and then two matinee shows on Saturday.
Very good.
And it's worth mentioning that the December 10th matinee show is pretty close to sold out.
It is sold out. We had one seat left.
So cross that off the list.
Yep.
And just look for another because there's also the 14th through the 16th, right?
Correct.
Good to know, though, that seats are selling out, though, because you can get them in advance and you should get them fast.
Yes.
Where can I get them?
You can go online to TwinCityPlayers.org and order your tickets that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call 269-429-0400
yeah.
and leave a message for our box office manager, Kim, and she will call back. She usually calls back within an hour.
Kim's great. She'll respond real quick.
Yes, she is.
How much do they cost?
Tickets cost $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, and $7 for kids 12 and under.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone who's unfamiliar with where this takes place at, can you tell me where you're located?
It's at 600 West Glenlord Road in St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So multiple times, again, the 10th is sold out. So I'm just going to say 7th through the 9th. We also have the 14th through the 16th. We've been talking to some of the cast and the director from Twin City Players, A Miracle on 34th Street. And this is something fun that I think... Obviously, being that Ruby's in the play, you can take the kids too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kid friendly.
Yes.
Something to do right here in town, in your own backyard to enjoy the Christmas season. What about sponsors? I know there's two of them that are making this all possible. Want
to
thank them?
Twin City Players went in a different direction with sponsors this year. We have season sponsors,
yeah.
which are sponsoring all six of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
And those are Meyer, Whirlpool Corp, Professional Hearing Services, the Herald Palladium, the Boulevard Inn and Bistro, and TPC Technologies.
Fantastic.
But we now also offer show sponsors.
Okay.
And they are only, the money that they put in are only towards the show. So we have two show sponsors for this. It's the Berrien Community Foundation and New Products Corporation.
Very good. Well, thank
yes.
you to them. And is there anything that we want to like throw out there that maybe they can give us a sneak peek? Maybe it's a favorite line that you have Or maybe it's like a, you know, a costume. You got one, Ruby? No, you're still practicing. You're still nervous. You're going to do great. So put this down on your calendar again, 7th through the 9th or the 14th through the 16th. Again, more details by checking out the Twin City Players website. Am I missing anything, you guys?
I think Mike's got a line he wants to say.
I want Santa's line.
There's a scene where I'm trying to inspire Ruby's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suggest that she becomes a bird and flies. And so, I have to get into this. Ruby denies that she knows how to do this. And I respond, well, sure you can. Just stand up and hold your arms out. That's fine. Now wave your arms up and down like they're wings. Oh, great. Now tilt sideways and turn. Keep flapping your wings. That's great. That's it. Now you're soaring like a bird.
And you really pretending you're a bird then?
Ah.
See, she's going to be just fine. All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to all of you. And thanks for making this all happen. And I always have to end with a break a leg.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.